So strategies basically to set the compliance measures are based on the information. The compliance is mandatory for covered entities, for healthcare providers, plans and clearing houses. There has to be non-compliance, which can be leading to fines and legal sanctions. It also ensures that patient data security and confidentiality are being maintained. It also ensures how exactly the covered entities must adhere to the HIPAA privacy as well as the security rules, which are being governed and been measured across by the healthcare providers. There has to be different policies and procedures which has to be maintained. There has to be complete cover patient policy, security safeguarding and breach responsibility along with an employment training. There has to be complete outline of an employer responsibility data for protection and secure handling of the entire data, ensuring the policies which regularize and review for updated need, and the clear guidelines for handling and disclosing of the protected information if needed. Employer training and awareness. A regular training has to be conducted by the HIPAA staff, HIPAA compliance staff, to educate on the patient's privacy, confidentiality and regulations of the HIPAA. There has to be a secure handling of electronic health records and sensitive data. There should be two or three way checks based on what the data is being shared and how the data is being shared. Ensuring the employees understand the consequences if the violations of the data breach happens, and reinforcement of what exactly maintenance of the data is required and how the data has been maintained. There has been some security measures which has to be implemented to protect the health information. This information, when protected, has to be encrypted and access controlled with a secure authentication method, where probably there should be coding system which would be done, or encryption which could be done, which could save the data, and reviewing of that data on a regular basis. The security measures has to be conducted with assessments and audit. There has to be physical as well as technical safeguarding in the place to prevent unauthorized access, to ensure that the data has a security amongst them. Continuous monitoring of the systems and network for security threats and vulnerability has to be checked on a regular basis. How exactly the risk assessment and the management would take place? To conduct the regular risk assessment and to identify the threats, the patient of the patient data and security, access of the vulnerabilities of physical infrastructure, electronic system has to be taken into consideration. Developing a risk management plans to mitigate the and identify the risk. There has to be proper risk management plans and identification of how the security controls or security measures are being taken into consideration. It also involves in adapting the new threats or probably new trends in capturing the information are being taking place. And cybersecurity has to be very clear into understanding how exactly these threats are coming into place. Business associate agreement. There has to be always a third party agreement done between establishment, how exactly the provision of the data security and compliance monitoring would be done. Clear procedures for highlighting how the incident response or a breach notification would be done. Continuous staff training and incident response, some protocols or some escalation matrix has to be formed. There has to be a proper review and update on the incident response plan, as well as how the technology or the regulations or the rules are being formed on a regular basis, which would help in understanding the business associate agreements. Incident report and breach notification. In every agreement, basically understanding the breach notification and incident response has to be taken into consideration. How exactly the procedures for responding into security incidents or data breach could be developed. A proper response team for breach is required to investigate the incident and containing the breach information. Notifying the individual and regulatory authorities with the compliances related to HIPAA, and there has to be some breach notification rule with which would help in understanding the HIPAA compliances. There has to be timely reporting, notification, and impact of this information being shared with the regular regulatory requirements. Also, the policy should ensure the transparency and accountability in breach response procedures. How exactly we could do the auditing, monitoring, and continuous improvement of this entire system? The entire system is based on user activities to ensure how the HIPAA compliance are being taken into consideration. To conduct an internal audit and assessment, it is to evaluate the effectiveness of how the HIPAA compliances are being measured in the particular healthcare system. How exactly the monetary access of the logs, audit trails, or security incidents are being taken into consideration to detect where exactly the breach or where exactly the unauthorized access is being given, and that suspicious activity could happen in different staging of the data information being shared. There has to be foster a culture of continuous improvement and learning within the organization to ensure that whatever information is being shared, how exactly it could be secured or probably would have a less risk in sharing or probably security awareness. It also helps in encouraging the patient employees to report any security incidents and participate into ongoing training. There has to be continuous training and monitoring of if a particular breach or if a particular incident is been recorded, what exactly has to be done or how exactly it has to be countered. So the programs to stay updated on HIPAA regulations as well as emerging threats are to be taken into consideration while taking a training. Understanding the regulatory standards in the revenue cycle. Revenue cycle encompasses various stages: patient registration, insurance verification, charge captures, billing, claim processing, and reimbursement. Compliance with regulatory standards is crucial during these all stages. There are key regulatory standards beyond HIPAA, which includes HCPS, ICDs, CMS regulations, healthcare fraud, abusive law, HIE laws, EHR certifications. So all these regulators have all this basically information being shared on different standards or different stages of a healthcare service provider. Education and training for providing all these regulatory standards are important, and coding guidelines and compliance guidelines are required for understanding what exactly information is to be shared. The documentation, basically understanding the initiative, accurate and complete documentation of patient, which ensures the patient encounters as well as the medical services. The coding basically understands how exactly regular audits could identify different coding errors or discrepancy and compliance issues. Claim scrubbing and validation, reviewing of the claims for error, inconsistency, compliance issues before submission to players. There are some of the mechanisms to track key performance indicators and monetary compliances with regulatory standards. ACA regulations and revenue cycle management. Affordable Care Act introduced through significant reforms impacting the revenue cycle management. The coverage and expansion of the increased patient's volume and insurance verification challenge helps us to understand what exactly are the essential health benefits and complexity in the claims processing, which helps in revenue recognition challenges. There are some complexity in the claims processing and revenue recognition challenges. The accountability of it is basically into participation into value-based reimbursement models as well as care coordination. Navigating through different Medicaid billing and requirements, its eligibility and determinations helps us to understand how the Medicaid expansion would happen in near future. The ACA regulations and revenue cycle management, basically understanding how exactly this value-based change program or tracking the performance metrics of financial incentives or adaptations of implementation of EHR system or interoperability of the data flow processes or the compliances with price transparency required or any non-discrimination policies which are been taken into consideration by higher management of the healthcare system are to be taken into consideration. What would an ECA benefit into? It would improve the access to all the affordable healthcare coverage. It would help to understand the quality of the care and the patient outcomes. It would also help in promotion of the transparency and accountability of the healthcare transactions. It would determine the practices for the prevention of discrimination, the provisional cost estimates for the patient to inform decision making or understanding the decisions of any particular surgeries or any particular treatment plan could be taken into consideration. So let's understand in a flow manner what exactly it would help. Currently it has been implemented in the Obamacare cover policies which have been implemented in USA. There are some hospitalization services, ambulatory services, urgent and emergency services, and voluntary. So hospitalization services include all the medical related services, how the transportation would happen, how exactly the critical care medicine services could be addressed, what are the additional services like laboratory services, prescriptive medicines could be taken into consideration. For females, basically, how exactly maternity and breastfeeding support services can be taken into consideration. The preventive measurements of wellness, basically understanding the well-being of the patient, and mental issues or pediatric services could be taken into consideration. So ensuring all the compliances with ACA regulations, the adaptations of the regulatory requirements and revenue cycle management strategies with all ACA provisions could be taken into consideration. Implementing and effecting the management strategies to optimize the financial performance as well as the patient experience. The continuous monitoring of the changes in what exactly ACA regulations are been happening, or probably what all technologies or what all implementation of the strategies are been taking place in and around the compliances are to be taken into consideration. Integrations of the complex measure which are currently in existence of revenue work cycle, as well as what are the new trends which are coming into place. There are some challenges in ACA compliances. There is a complexity in navigating all the regulatory mechanisms and reimbursement policy under one roof. Integration of all the healthcare IT systems or information technology systems into interoperability challenges, as in all the systems which we have seen are to be taken under one roof, and taking all systems into one roof becomes a challenge because every systems would require a different complexity structure or different complex to understand and integrate into one platform. There are some financial implications for this particular integrations also, and Medicaid expansions. There is also compliances across integration of this particular systems into one particular chain, and addressing all these disparities in the healthcare service among different patient population becomes a challenge because patient population would be diversified in different areas in different regions. So understanding all these things, there are some addressing challenges which would take into place. There has to be continuous training, education about how the revenue cycles would take place, how exactly the Medicaid agencies and all the additional healthcare providers collaboration would happen, how exactly the interoperability of all the healthcare infrastructure mechanisms would take place, with performance tracking mechanism of how exactly the data exchange of all this mechanism would take place, engagement of the patient to understand how exactly they would be utilizing these services as well as their rights and informations, how exactly the provisions would be made for them to navigate from one system to another, and developing proactive strategies to address all the potential compliance gaps between while sharing this information to one from one to another is taking place. There has to be continuous monitoring and reporting for this particular information which has to be shared on a regular basis. There has to be real-time tracking of how exactly the key performance indicators are being taken into consideration. There are different trends and compliance risks attached to each management and regulatory authorities, as well as there has to be continuous audits and assessment to evaluate and understand the effectiveness and complexity of these measures which are being taken. Collaborations with internal audit team as well as external compliance experts has to be taken into consideration. There are different ACA regulations for profound implications of revenue cycle management. healthcare organizations must adapt a culture or a strategies to ensure all the compliance are taken place in a proper way. There has to be aligned revenue cycle for all the provisions which are being made into healthcare organization to optimize the financial performance as well as to enhance the patient care outcome in today's dynamic healthcare landscape. Understanding the industry partners and regulatory agencies could help the understanding how exactly these changes could help in industry-based practice and regulations. There are some compliances related to how the Medicare reimbursement to value-based models could take place. There are two payment tracks, basically MIPS and alternative payment models. MIPS access to across all quality, PI, IA or cost categories. APMs incentives providers for delivering high quality and cost-effective care. It also helps in promoting efficiency and patient outcomes in healthcare delivery. The measuring of this entire quality of the care programs or promoting interoperability, improve activities and the cost. The composite structure also gives the aims to provide how the delivery of the high quality and cost-effective care are being taken into place and influencing the environment. It also encourages in providing the focus on improving the patient's outcome. There are alternative payment models which helps in saving, bundling the payments and captivating the arrangements. It offers financial incentives for regulatory flexibility and it also has benchmarks for qualifying the APM incentives. These are basically to promote the care coordination, cost effectiveness and patient-centric care. The optimization of the streamline of the workflow and support value-based care helps in understanding the quality improvement process through incentive measures. It helps the patient engagement strategies, empowers the patient to actively participate in their care programs and the care coordination between all the healthcare providers to have improved care transactions and reduce the cost. There are some financial risks involved into it. The assets of the risk has to be participating into value-based payment models and knowing the management strategies to mitigate the financial risk and understand how the incentives maximize the reimbursement under MHRCA. It also ensures that continuous monitoring of financial performance and revenue optimization helps in understanding the alternative revenue streams to supplement the revenue into value-based care models. Understanding the telehealth reimbursement. The telehealth enables the remote delivery of the healthcare services. It helps in video consultation, remote monitoring and securing the messages. Proper understanding and reimbursement framework helps the essential for the providers to understand the access of the care, especially in the remote and crisis situation. There are some regulatory policies. The private insurance determine telehealth care services as an independent activity. There are some laws regulating to the telehealth practices, licenses and reimbursement policies. Understanding the payer structures in the guideline is crucial to understand how the compliances and reimbursement would take place. So how exactly it happens is, there are some Medicare models, CMS models, where the consultants go ahead with the partnership with the physicians group and the commercial payers. They go ahead with the private pay models. So different models are taken into consideration how exactly the providers must adhere to reimbursement of the eligibility criteria set by the payers or accurate documentation. Telehealth platforms must comply with HIPAA regulations for the patient privacy and security, as well as they should have a delivery across the state lines or across all the diversifying areas of the nature. They should have all the licenses requirement for having a telehealth services provided or in the Privacy Protection Act. There has to be some clarity into crucial of how equitability access for care is being given or provided to all diversified nature. Legality into this is basically understanding how the payment model of this telehealth services could be taken into consideration, how the insurance coverage is been eligible for that, equitable reimbursement policies to promote innovations and patients' outcome, and collaborative efforts to need to overcome the barriers of the telehealth environments. The billing and the claim submissions are basically based on how exactly the service has been provided, how proper selections of all the codes and services are being taken into consideration, accurate documentations and clean claim submission to understand and expedite the reimbursement processes, the compliances with the billing standards and which facilitates the seamless integration of telehealth has to be practiced with understanding the billing requirement and ensuring the revenue cycle management. The expansion of telehealth services basically have been a different scope during COVID pandemic, where telehealth services were reaching to all the diversifying natures or all the diversifying geographies in our country itself. There are some licensing and credentiality which are to be done before starting a telehealth services. Privacy and security regulations are to be followed where telehealth services are to be provided. They have to have a separate room, separate counseling room, separate which are to be sound bounded. There has to be no violations of rules where that secured information could be shared outside the said room. The revenue cycle management, basically the impact on revenue cycle management of having a telehealth services is they could have a reach which would be which could go beyond their determined area, serviceable area, and could help in accessing the billing cycles or revenue cycle in a different way. There are some strategies like informed strategies of monitoring how the regulatory updates of any government laws are to be understood in telehealth reimbursement policies. And there is continuous update on the policies and procedures which have been done by government as well as the insurance companies, regulatory authorities to understand the reimbursement criteria for that. The provider credentials as well as the coding documentation and integration of the revenue cycles are the key players into understanding how exactly these services are to be taken into consideration. There are some compliances for monitoring and auditing of these services which implement into understanding the internal audits and coding reviews to identify the compliance gaps and mitigate the risk in revenue cycle management. Regulatory access and documentation which has to be accurate with coding compliance has to be maintained to ensure a reimbursement integrity. Areas basically are needed to address in the telehealth billing and claims are basically corrective actions are enhanced for the compliance. It ensures staff members are trained basically to understand what exactly telehealth billing's requirements, standards and compliances are. Patient education and communication. Patients should know what exactly telehealth services is so that out-of-the-pocket costs which facilitate the information of the decision-making of how exactly this billing practices or insurance coverage limitations are being taken into place and how financial assistance options could be given to the patient to understand how the telehealth services could help them in further identifying the health status of their patients and to take a informed decision. It also ensures how to navigate to the different verticals of the healthcare through a single platform. It fosters to the open communication channels to address patient concerns, questions, feedback on all the policies and regulations, and understanding the patient satisfaction and engagement through different communication channels. There has been an encounter with comprehensive documentation of the patient, history, chief complaint and current medication, and reason to why exactly the clinical assessment, training, treatment plan and follow-up recommendations are there to ensure how exactly the continuity of the care could be taken place. There has to be note given to patient preference about how the concerns and the goals of personalized care could be delivered to the patient in effectively. There has to be some guidelines or for coding or ensuring that all the data which has been captured are being taken into consideration. The CPT codes basically which are universally used modified the accurate information of the telehealth counter service and are being transferred to the healthcare provider to adhere to the guidelines and payer policies to understand how the claim submissions and reimbursement would happen. Proper documentation helps us to understand what exactly compliances or the latest standards are, and stay changes about how exactly the coding regulations and guidelines are to avoid billing errors as well as the compliance errors. There are informed consent and disclosures which are being given for the telehealth billing practices, which helps us to understand the patient financial responsibility and also helps to understand the transparency of the patient in the healthcare services. There are some limitations to it, basically based on what service the patient is encountering and what the potential risk the patient might be encountering while giving or sharing the information. Some additional informative or alternative treatment options which are limited to telehealth services are to be taken into consideration. There is proper education which has been given about rights and rights regarding how the telehealth services helps into the role of decision making process in informed surgeries or probably planned surgeries which are to be taken into consideration. There is source of secure information and platforms which are helping in HIPAA compliances for the privacy purposes, how the reports or probably how the diagnostic reports or the radiology reports are being shared to different healthcare providers to know, and the encrypted documents of all these reports or diagnostic procedures are being shared to the healthcare providers in a proper way or a proper guidelines so that it doesn't have a leakage into the system. To understand how the reports or diagnostic reports or radiology reports are being shared, the trained staff on HIPAA regulation retrieves as well as with the all other government norms are to be taken into consideration and maintain the privacy of the patient with confidentiality of the health telehealth encounters. It implements the control and authentication of the mechanism and prevent unauthorized access to patient information. This also helps in understanding how the quality, technology issues or the patient consent or the services helps in documenting the accuracy and completeness of all the templates which are being given for telehealth services. There is customization of the documentations which take place for all the telehealth services, virtual consultations, remote monitoring and telemedicine appointments. There is also user-friendly initiative for healthcare providers to ensure a streamlined documentation process is effectively followed. How exactly the clinical decision support and documentation tools helps? Understanding how the workflow systems manage basically and understanding how the workflow system facilitate the data exchange between telehealth performer and emergency healthcare responder system helps to understand how the streamline of the workflow of EHR and our telehealth services are taking into place. There is a real-time documentation charting of whatever the information is being shared. There is a use of different platforms with real-time chat or voice recognition which helps in facilitating the seamless documentation during telehealth visits. This documentation and review helps in quality assurance also. So it ensures that there is accuracy, completeness and compliance of the document. There is a regular audits and peer reviews for quality assurance. There is also a coding system with inaccuracy prompting to identify and improve the documentation practice over the period of time. Once all this thing has been done, there is a maintenance of the compliance with telehealth billing regulations which verify the coverage as well as the reimbursement rates and billing requirements. It helps in timely reimbursement of the telehealth services because accurate claim submission is done with coding compliances. To ensure all this thing happens, there has to be a proper patient education and communication for documentation requirement as well as the billing practices and insurance coverage. It helps in understanding how the patient questions and concerns are addressed in an effective way. So understanding the entire overview of regulations affecting the revenue cycle basically is highlighting the significance of comprehending and complying with the regulations of adhering and financial efficiency and providing an overview of power tail regulations such as Clinical Establishment Act, Health Insurance Regulation Act and Medical Council of India guidelines. The Clinical Establishment basically Act was established in 2010 health insurance regulations and Medical Council of India has a different guidelines. There is a Drug and Cosmetic Act of 1940 with goods and service tax, GST, which regulations which are currently used into consideration. Data privacy and protection laws and clinical research regulations which are been monitored on regular basis by CDSCO. There is informed regulatory updates. We have to invest into staff training and education and engage into regular regulatory advocacy. Thank you.